Steven's in here on Valentine's Day. Steven. You're a single man. You got any Valentine's Day plans or what?
Izzy's original plans sounded kind of good.
What? Split a bottle of wine?
Oh, I'm still doing it.
Oh.
Just after I get back from my non-date that I accidentally set up for Thursday, which I forgot was Valentine's Day.
Now, I'll probably go play Shenmue and drink copious amounts of soda.
Okay.
Copious amounts.
That's good. That sounds fun.
All right.
Pleasurable experience. Here's the thing, right? Steven, you're not the only one that doesn't have a date on Valentine's Day. You know, we're thinking and feeling for the fifth man. Especially because a lot of dudes, they don't care. You know what I mean? But the ladies in their lives, they might. They might want to do something special. So what we've decided to do was, you know, why not have Steven read some Valentine's Day poems to you, the fifth man, that may or may not have a date. Or fifth woman, that may or may not have any Valentine's Day plans. So call on up here right now, 876-3692. We've written six poems that Steven's willing to write or read back to you. All right? We're going to start with... whose poem was... Let's just go round robin. Does that sound good?
Yeah, let's go.
All right. And we'll start with Dane first. Hi, Dane. How are you?
Good. What's going on?
Dude, it's going well, but we haven't started yet. So here we go. Dane, you're single, and you don't have a Valentine. Is that correct?
Yes. I would be calling if I did.
Okay, I like it. Well, Steven's willing to read you a little Valentine's Day poem, Dane, and I'm going to tell you right now, you might be smitten after this. You'll feel like you are appreciated. Go ahead, Steven. Do we need some poem reading music?
That would help, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, set the mood.
Go ahead.
Roses are red, violets are blue. Sometimes I poo when I'm thinking of you. I like to play games.
Wait. Oh, is that the same one?
It's all one.
Okay, sorry.
I like to play games, and I play with my kitty. I love to eat pizza, and think guys and girls are pretty. My gaming, I dope when you catch me on Twitch.
It's a typo. That's is right there.
You've literally had that sitting in front of you for how long? You couldn't
really
read it?
Really, Greg, you ruined it. You ruined it.
Start from the first of that line there.
What?
What's the fix? You said it was a typo. You might want to fix that. Okay. My gaming is dope when you catch me on Twitch. I'm Steven the cleaning guy, so spank my ass, bitch.
Oh my god.
Wow.
How do you feel, Dane?
That's exactly what I needed.
There it is. Thanks for calling, Dane. Appreciate it.
You're not done yet, buddy.
Not done yet. Let's go to... this is nice. See, this is what I'm talking about. Hi, Donna. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're great. We're doing great. You don't have a Valentine, Donna?
I don't, no.
Oh, look at that. Single Donna. All right, Steven. Your next poem, please.
Let me hear what you got, Steven.
All right. My dearest love, how many times must I say... You wear me like a glove, a punishment I must pay. This pain I must feel, make me lick your boot. Like a dog I must heal, squeaking like this rubber suit. You're an angry, perfect dom, I'm a sub like a sandwich. I want to explode like a bomb, need some buns for this manwich.
I think I'm a little turned on.
Wow!
That was great.
Well done, Steven. Donna, feeling
it. You're coming over.
Donna's feeling it. Thanks, Donna. Happy Valentine's Day.
Get her number for Steven.
Happy Valentine's
Day,
too.
Wow. Oh, sorry.
I mean, what's the point if she wants him and we don't get their information?
Okay, Donna, call back if you want Steven as a Valentine. He's got no plans if you want to play video games and drink soda.
And play Shimu or whatever he said.
Yeah, whatever the game was.
It was Shimu, wasn't it?
Shenmue.
Leave him alone. Whatever. At least he's got hobbies.
All right. Let's go to the next.
So did Ted Bundy.
The next. Oh, look at this.
I don't know. Is he still the right wing, darling?
Oh, boy.
Hey, right wing. You don't have a Valentine?
No way.
All right. Well, here you go. Steven's willing to read you a Valentine poem to make you feel.
Poems.
I feel appreciated. Steven, whenever you're ready, let's get some French music this time here. I feel like...
Oui.
All right, go ahead, Steven, whenever you're ready.
Hey, I like a lot of things, like you, and cleaning, and playing games on my PC. So, why don't you come over and game with me? Then we'll get more comfortable, and I'll give you some of this D.
What do you think, right wing? You in?
That's pretty good. I like that one.
All right. I love it. Thank you, right wing. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Look, we got some more. 876-3692 if you want to get in on it. Frank, how are you, sir?
What's up, Sparkos?
Hey, man. What's going on? This isn't for you, right?
No. I got a wife, you know, but I ain't get her anything yet, so who better than Steven the cleaning guy to read her a nice poem?
Oh, that's nice. All right. So, is he going to read the... Okay. Ready, Frank?
Yeah.
This one is... Steven, you're dedicating this one to Frank's wife.
Oh.
Okay. Frank, is your wife... Are you guys swingers or anything?
No.
All right. So, Steven, have at it. This is for a married man's betrothed. All right?
Okay.
Okay, good luck.
Let's sit outside and look at the stars. Drink some hot chocolate and take a drive in my car. I'll show you some of my favorite hentai and show you why my nickname is Rubber Guy.
Nice! Very nice. That was beautiful. That sounds like your wife would enjoy that, Frank?
I'm pretty sure she would.
Okay, that's
Are you going to let Steven blast your wife or what?
Oh my God, Greg. He said they're not swingers. Chill out.
Oh, I didn't know he was going to have to be there.
Jeez. Entirely different fetish. Sorry, Frank.
All right, Frank. Have a good one, Frank.
Hey, you too, guys.
Yeah. Frank knew what he was getting into.
Relax.
Wow, perfectly relaxed.
We want you, Shane.
Hey, Shane the Pegger. How you doing, man?
Hey, we all know I'm permanently single.
All right.
Great opening, Shane.
876-3692 if you want a poem read to you. We got a couple more. Go ahead there, Steven. Whenever you're ready, this is for Shane the Pegger.
Oh, yeah.
All right. I'm Steven the Cleaning Guy, a bondage alumni. Sex collar instead of pearls. Draw me like one of your French girls. Hentai.
I definitely like that one.
Okay. Thank you, Shane. Appreciate it.
Hey, Shane.
Hey, thank you. Makes me want to hitch a ride on the Titanic 2.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Nice.
Shane, all right. how much would it cost for you to hook up with Steven?
Jeez. I don't know, man. I'll have to get back to you with an estimate.
All right. Let me know.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, later.
Appreciate it. Shane the Pegger. Saw him last night.
You did?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Let's go.
Oh, that's right. You left before you came.
Here he goes.
Trench coat. To make sure you look as much like Neo as possible at any and all social events you may be disrupting.
Trench coat. How are you, sir?
I'm good. Happy Valentine's Day, guys.
Happy Valentine's Day. You don't have a Valentine trench coat?
Oh, I do. I have a girlfriend.
Okay. You just want this just because you want to hear sweet nothings from Steven?
Yeah, my girlfriend's a submissive. Let's see you spin that one. I'm her dom.
Oh. I thought we all wrote two. You only wrote one?
Well, I wrote six lines. I didn't know how many was one.
Never mind, trench coat. We're out of poems.
Oh, my God.
I asked. Did everyone write two?
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
You did say yeah.
No, I didn't. I was like, I don't know what I wrote.
I'm just here for no reason.
I literally said, I don't know what I wrote.
No one on the show listens.
I listen.
I wrote a series of sentences.
How many did you guys write? Two. Okay.
Never said that.
We have six poems. This is how I started this whole thing up.
Check the tape.
I will. I'll play it back.
I wasn't involved in the conversation.
You totally were. That's why I stopped you after a couple lines. Because I was like, oh, is it done? You're like, no, there's more.
Well, yeah. I didn't know. I thought we were reading it all at once.
Oh.
All right.
Steven, do you feel good now? You technically had a bunch of Valentines, you know? So you went from zero to, well, five. How does that feel, huh? Does that feel good?
Yeah, I guess that's good. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Steven.
Only the highest standards.
All right. There you go. That was fun. Boom. POD. It's comp.